This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Scott's getting water.
Well, I'm here.
You're okay.
I want to take a drink of water.
Just in case. I want to make sure you're hydrated, you know.
I got two cuties and some water here.
Cuties?
Yeah, I was waiting for that question. No, everything's fine. They're oranges. They're mini oranges.
Oh.
Yeah. It's 2021.
Sounded like the Jerry Springer show for a second there. Oh, got me a couple of cuties here.
Right, yeah, I kind of did for a minute. But anyway, we're going here. I want to get to it. I don't want to waste a second. Because Senator Kevin Cramer has been gracious enough to give us another hour after a half hour yesterday talking about all this. He talked to reporters for I don't know how long yesterday as well. And after, obviously, what I would call the most momentous week, I'm guessing of his career, I don't know, but certainly of my political watching, and I believe everybody agrees with that. The calls have been full, our lines have been full, since last hour, and most of them didn't even want to talk to Michael Lindell, they want to talk to Kevin. So what we've decided here we will do is, here's the numbers, if you don't have them already, to speak with Senator Kevin Cramer on the program today. One number, it's a 701 number, it's 258-0550. Kevin, can I give out the other number that you could take some calls in case those are
filled? Yeah, we sure could, yeah.
Okay, 701-271-1100. Okay? So those are the two numbers. I would also tell you that you can text us, 701-367-2054. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. Okay? And you can also email and actually Facebook message or whatever. We get everything you send. We have, in fact, a WDAY Facebook message, which is kind of fun because it's our first WDAY listener commentary. And they are complaining about the stations and the programming, and I'm happy to address their concerns as well. But whatever way you get to us, go ahead and get to us. Now, Leah, maybe I'll just quickly take this one, and then we'll go to Kevin here, because this is sort of addressing what we do, what our role in all this is, okay? Whether I'm friends with Kevin Cramer, John Hoban, or Kelly Armstrong, I'm not. And of those three I've just mentioned, you know, more versus others where you get Christmas cards versus people you consider a personal friend. We have a role here. And our role, I believe, is what journalism used to be. Now, that role is matched with people that give their opinions. I'm one of them. I give my opinions. So in that context, I read you the first WDAY Facebook message we've received. The station, this station, so they were talking about WDAY, is consistently spreading the conspiracies and baseless claims about the election and the riot at the Capitol. It is dangerous to speak opinions that are so off a factual base. Disgraceful. You said, do your own research. I don't know how that's disgraceful, but anyway, I did say that. Please don't. So this person doesn't want you to do your own research. What do they want us to do? They said, please rely on professional journalism where sources are cited and researched. Please, Kevin, let me finish.
Sorry.
Shouldn't laugh. This is a serious comment on the WDAY
page. Right. Yep.
There is still integrity in our media, and this station hasn't displayed any. So I don't know if that was written by Chuck Schumer. I don't have a name. Oh, Laura. Laura sent that in. Laura, if you think it's a bad idea for people to do their own research, when I'm saying don't believe me, that's my opinion, don't believe me, do your own research and believe what you believe about the Capitol or anything else, I'm lost right there, because I don't think there is professional journalism elsewhere, national media. I think we have, in this building, one just hired from Cleveland and one just hired from Bakersfield, California, who you don't know, and the voices you will hear on all these stations, WDAY, The Flag, KFIRE, are professional journalists. They have a role. They don't listen to me. Probably in their own heart of hearts think I'm kind of a whack job. But it doesn't matter. No different than Sean Hannity and, I don't know, pick your favorite journalist at Fox News, if there are any left. So Leah, who is our digital director here, said something during the show that I thought was very profound. You said, aren't we doing this? this person is asking us to do something we're not doing. Why do you think they are? What's going on here? What's your take on this?
I'm a little confused by it because I see this claim often on our page, and it's always by top fans, which by top fan, I mean they're coming to our social sites probably at least once a day because they care about what we're reporting. So I'm not sure, aren't we doing exactly what she's asking?
Well, if Chuck Schumer's leaving the message, he's going to answer that question, no. They're what we call trolls in the media business. But I don't believe that's the majority of people who comment. So I don't know whether Laura is legit or whether Laura is just saying that. But what she's saying is as crackpot as anything you think, people that think this election over Sidney Powell said. With that, I just wanted you to know our rule. That's all. And now I hope you got it. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. Senator, how are you?
I'm well, Scott. Thank you. I'm continuing to be very sad about things unfolding and now the loss of a Capitol Police officer, which, as you know, I think you probably witnessed, I have just a great affection, and I think all of us do, for the U.S. Capitol Police officers, as I do for the Bismarck police officers and Burleigh County sheriffs and those that protect us every single day at home and around town. It's just so profoundly sad, Scott. It's just so profoundly sad. And what bothers me is that, as per the text or message you just read and the rhetoric that surrounds it, some people don't seem to be learning the lesson. They don't seem to be learning the lesson. I'm just very sad.
I understand. I am too. It's the first word I use after people ask me what I think about what happened. And it's hard not to be in that pressure cooker and not come away with intense emotions. But when the first one is sad, it's real. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, we only knew that an individual among five had been injured. Some were medical emergencies. The woman was shot. We believe she was a Trump supporter. What happened to the police officer that died? Do we know that? How did he die?
I don't know that. Okay. I've not heard that. I don't think there have been any reports of that, and there certainly hasn't been a statement from the U.S. Capitol Police.
Got it. Well, I share your sorrow, and I do. And the good news is Bismarck, Fargo, Cass County, Burley, Mandan, they don't have as tough a job protecting people like Senator Kevin Cramer who need to be protected because people here are very different than they are in Washington, D.C. But those people do have one tough job, and their leadership did a horrible job of getting them the reinforcements they needed at the Capitol, which I believe is the story of this whole deal. Is that too strong, Senator Cramer?
Well, that's not strong enough, in my view. Not only were they not effective in getting them the resources they needed when this happened, they didn't prepare them properly. They didn't prepare those resources properly, and I don't know how they could have missed it. In my mind, not being prepared for what happened on Wednesday was like a retailer not being prepared for Black Friday. I mean, or any other day on the calendar that is there permanently. Anyway, and even having listened, if you weren't prepared and you thought, well, these are all a bunch of peaceful Trump supporters and we have nothing to worry about, after they listened to the rally earlier in the day, they should have thought, we better maybe get a few hundred reinforcements. This could get pretty ugly.
Terrible failure. Was it intentional? Was it?
What I was just going to ask.
Yeah, I mean, do you think?
Heaven. Well, let me, no. Scott, no. And anybody that spouts that nonsense should be ashamed of themselves. Of course it wasn't intentional. You mean that our leadership in the Capitol Police Department sacrificed a police officer to make it look like something worse than it was?
No, what I mean is there is footage of a Capitol Police officer that has been everywhere. He's got a stick, and he looks like he's... You and I saw it in your office, and we're like, well, you know, they got to be careful not to escalate things, too. So maybe this guy's just trying to wait till reinforcements show up, and that seemed legit. But now somebody's found where that started, and it started earlier, and it looks more like a tour guide than it does an officer. He goes up to these people, he's nose to nose, and it looked to me like, right. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's almost like just settle down and follow me. And so then he starts up the steps. When I see that, I don't know, is he a Capitol Police officer? Is this some fraudulent deal? Did the guy come in with that uniform and in a duffel bag? And then put it on after you go, I don't know, but there's a lot of that stuff out there. That's why I ask. You're saying the Capitol leadership may be incompetent, and they did a disservice by not having that building with a ring around it, for sure, but none of that was intentional to say, we don't care if some people get to the Senate floor. That's what you're saying, I think, right?
It is, and I also, remember, these police officers are very well trained. frankly, fortunately, better than I would be to handle the same situation. And whenever they're facing odds that they can't defend. In other words, as soon as those people that these officers, and I've seen plenty of footage, when they're putting up their batons and saying, stay back, stay back, stay back, if 1,000 people rush a single police officer or insist they're not going to stay back, that police officer has many decisions he has to make. And one of them is, what's the worst that can happen if I keep moving and turn around and try to talk them out of it, as opposed to pull out my firearm and empty my clip, and there's still 1,000 of them that are going to run over me.
You're making a great point.
They're better trained to make.
But my only point is, I'm questioning everything right now, and I think most of our audience is, and when the clip that plays on CNN 1,000 times doesn't include the first 20 seconds of the video, I start asking questions. That's all. That's all I'm saying, and I have no idea what it is. But, say again?
Perpetuate a lie, either though. Just so you know.
Say that again.
I'm not going to let that be an excuse to perpetuate a lie.
Good
that's
point.
Where I
yeah.
put my
good,
foot
good,
down.
Yeah, very good
that's
point.
Part of where we are.
Yeah.
It's part of why we're where we are.
I totally agree. All right. When we come back, your calls quickly. Senator Kramer's answers quickly. Stay tuned.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation? You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
When it comes to grain storage and handling solutions, one call does it all. Gateway Building Systems, the number one Brockman dealer in the U.S., is locally owned and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Right now at Gateway Building Systems, take advantage of discounts on Brock solid bins, grain dryers, and aeration systems. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Lies waiting for his cold to turn to green.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, is that a great song?
Sings a song he always
Elvis
sings.
Presley died? No, he was born today. Born today.
Yeah, born today, birthday.
He died in the middle of summer because I remember it like it was yesterday.
August 16th.
Yeah, and So we're doing the Elvis bumpers today. Talk Radio Town Hall Day with Senator Kevin Cramer. I know because we have K-Fire's lines full, we have our lines full, a lot of you want to talk to Senator Cramer. So my role here, that we're going to do is a little different. We're going to start the sort of one-minute question, and we're going to let Senator Cramer know when the 1 minute is up with a little ding so we can move quickly, but we'll let him answer the question to his satisfaction, and then we'll go to the next, okay? We're brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. I'm not being cruel when I tell you what's on special, but I know a lot of people say stop because you're making me hungry. Valley City today, pulled pork with gravy. I need to tell you that, right? Exit 292 off I-94, chicken fettuccine. If you go I-29, Harvard, two sloppy joes and chips, or 12th Avenue North and I-29, beefy noodle. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, sloppy joes with mac and cheese. They told me the chef at Ulan's a little wrapped up about everything about this happening in the country, so the kitchen's closed today. That's where I go back to MedoraChristmasLive.com, because it's hard not to be a little spun up, but I know people I love that are spun up. They're very anxious. They don't know who to believe. You know, I get it. I've chosen a calm in the storm, but I will admit there's a lot of information. You're trying to get it out. So I think more than anything, and that's why I think what happened at the Capitol, while horrific, and that anybody that breached that did a really horrible thing, but I also think, you know, it's a release valve of sort to get us to all just sort of settle down here a little bit and separate fact from fiction. Senator Cramer knows more than we do about what's been presented to the Congress, so we give him an opportunity to say, you know, where he's at in this process. I think that helps everybody. So let's go to the phones, and I'm going to go with the person that's waited the longest for Senator Cramer. You have 1 minute, and then we'll give Senator Cramer up to 1 minute. If you don't need the minute, no big deal. Your answer will come while you're on hold, so we don't have any interruptions, and then we'll come back and say everything good. We'll go to the next call.
And okay? If I could make a suggestion, have your question concise, ready, to the point. We got a minute. Let's go.
Now, are we doing the ding buzz deal here? Or?
Whatever you want, but just I need to know when the caller's at 1 minute and Kevin's at 1 minute so we can let him know.
Okay.
Missy in Bismarck, you're first for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go. Hi, Missy. Are you there? Missy, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm so sorry. I'm doing
too
many things at one time.
No, you've been on the air. You've been on the phone for an hour, so I apologize, but you're first because of that. Go ahead for Senator Cramer.
Yeah, well, good morning. Thank you for taking my phone call. So my daughter is a senior this year at Bismarck Public Schools, and we submitted her senior photo with the American flag respectfully flying. She is holding it, but is respectfully flying behind her. And she was told that it was denied because the American flag is considered a prop. And so we were asked to submit another picture. And given this, I mean, of course, we're up in arms about this because in my family, we consider, you know, love of God, love of country, and love of family. And my daughter doesn't play sports because we hunt and fish too much. And that, you know, obviously she can't have a firearm in a senior picture. And she took the nearest and dearest thing to her heart, which is her country, and she chose the American flag for her picture. And
yeah,
so
no, you don't have to explain it. You don't have to explain it because I think everybody listening to this program is right now ready to rip their radio up because they can't believe it. What school? Can I ask you that?
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but it is Legacy High School.
And who from Legacy High School? Who from Legacy High School said that? Do we know that? That there's a prop.
Well, it's the yearbook committee.
Got it. Okay.
So I have sent emails.
Okay, hang on one second, Missy. Just hang on 1 second, and we can follow up on this next week. But Senator Cramer, I don't know what you can do about that. But maybe they should, instead of calling Congress today, because you guys have done your work on this to this point, should she call Legacy High School? What would you do knowing what you heard from her?
Well, first of all, what Missy has just done is really important, not because it's me, but because it's on the radio. And I'm like you, Scott. I can't imagine there's a single person listening to her voice that's not outraged right now. And these are the kinds of decisions, when whether it's a superintendent, a committee, a school board, I just can't imagine that this isn't going to be corrected within the next 30 seconds, frankly. I just can't, and if it's not, shame on whoever's making these decisions. I mean, the flag of the United States of America, that's like, that means any part of the United States of America, it shouldn't be in the backdrop because that would be a prop. That's absolutely ridiculous. It's asinine. And furthermore, I might add this. Remember, Legacy School, you are a public entity. You are funded by public dollars. You don't have the luxury of deciding what and what is not a prop.
No, that's shameful. Missy, did you get your answer there? I wouldn't do anything, Missy. You've told your story and let them wake up and realize the United States flag will never be a prop. They'll have to figure that out at some point. Maybe it was a, innocent slip by some, dodo brain that thinks he knows better. Sadly, it is a good representation of where we find ourselves at in this country right now. And for a lot of reasons.
So are we storming Legacy? Is that the plan?
No. Don't even say that out loud. Even out loud. I mean,
that's the kind of reaction I would expect out of like a Minneapolis or St. Paul, not a Bismarck.
Yeah, I had CNN on from Missouri.
I am confident Legacy is going to correct this error.
There you go. I agree with Senator. Yeah,
I hope you're right.
I think Senator Kramer's right, Missy. So I don't know if there's any more to say, but did you get your answer?
Yes. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
All the best. Thank you. Bobby in Devil's
keep
Lake.
Keep us informed.
Keep us informed. Yeah, good point. Let us know. Let Senator Kramer's office know if there is some additional help needed there. Bobby in Devil's Lake for Senator Kramer. 1 minute. Go.
Hi, Senator Kramer. I actually had a question for you. On your topic or your interview from Scott Hannon after the vote took place, you said that democracy has prevailed. And I'm just wondering, I understand democracy has prevailed and you did your counting. How has democracy prevailed when the last 4 years the media has done nothing but shut us up? Facebook and Twitter censors all kinds of stuff. Scott just read a Facebook message from someone saying that this is false information. You need to just go by the professionals. This Missy that was just calling said she can't have, her daughter can't have a picture in a flag. How can you say democracy has prevailed when democracy has actually not prevailed? I mean, the Democrats have been trying to impeach Donald Trump on nothing. The Black Lives Matters are burning down buildings. You say that the people at the Capitol, that stormed the Capitol, are going to be in jail. Well, this is actually not. Who's going to go to jail for all these deaths?
Okay, Bobby, hang on. 1 minute for an answer if you can, Senator Kramer.
Well, because we did finish our duty as per the Constitution of the United States to open all of the ballots, count them all, hear the objections, which, by the way, there is nothing in the Constitution about that, but we still did it, and fulfilled our duty to the Constitution and to the electoral process, we being the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives. And that's what I was talking about at the time because that was the context of it. Now, with regard to the other stuff, I still believe democracy prevails because you're on this radio station talking about the very things that the complaints you raise about big tech and national media and all of those are legitimate. We're going to have a very good, long conversation, and I can speak to that a lot at future shows.
And I don't know if Bobby heard the part about Senator Kramer talking about big tech in that same interview and the problems they provide and others as well. Bobby, we'll see if you got your answer when we come back. Then we'll go to the next caller, Joel and Kildare. Stay tuned.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, Main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it.
Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Thursday, White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany says everyone in the administration condemns the Capitol building violence.
Those who are working in this building are working to ensure an orderly transition of power. Now it is time for America to unite, to come together, to reject the violence that we have seen. We are one American people under God. Thank you very much.
Joe Biden becomes the 46th president on January 20th. Dan Araki reports as fallout continues from the riot.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has resigned in the wake of Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In her resignation letter, DeVos cited the breach of the Capitol as the inflection point for her, saying that President Trump's rhetoric had a direct impact on the situation. DeVos is the second member of the cabinet to resign over the events at the Capitol. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao also tendered her resignation on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Well, I'm blessing my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a burning tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug, I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
You know, put most of the country in that category of being a little shook up right now, and I believe every bit of it is for all the right reasons. And it's amazing to fly back from Washington, D.C. to Minnesota with a plane full of 175 people. And five of them were, you know, so mad they couldn't even believe it because they thought everything was horrible about the last few days. And 170 said, you know, this is obvious. We know what happened. We saw that, you know, person lift the person into the Capitol and then they shoot the good people and they, you know, because they didn't know. But, you know, it was amazing. And what I was amazed as they're going back to Minnesota. But anyway, 2021 is going to be a better year than 2020. That's fair to say. Kevin Pfeiffer told me that the other day. Pfeiffer's and I said, what in the world? How can you say that? He said, look, we've got so much optimism you can't believe it. I said, why? He said, really, because, you know, land markets, equipment markets, a lot going on. Their auctioneers are booking sales well into already spring and summer of 2021. And some of that's good. Some of that's an indication that these are challenging times. But when you're in that position, who do you want working for you? Someone that's going to get you more money? Yes. Some of them are retirement auctions and kids aren't there to take on the legacy of the farm. So there's a lot of options for you to turn to. And you're basically turning iron into cash is what you're doing. And if you choose to do that, that's great. They have regional auctions, state-of-the-art facilities in Bowman and Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota to do them there. They can do them on site. Contact a Pfeiffer's auction consultant today for a free consult. Happy New Year from the folks at Pfeiffer's. At Pfeiffer's. P-I-F-E-R-S. Find them online. Get everything you need to know. Okay, so Bobby and Devil's Lake, did you get your answer? And then we will go to Joel and Kildare for Senator Kevin Cramer. Get your answer, Bobby?
Well, I know he did his constitutional duty to elect Joe Biden and count the ballots and count everything from the Electoral College, but when he said, I just want to know how democracy in this country is prevailing when we have none of the courts that are even taking on the challenges that Donald Trump lost the election. He, according to Mike Lindell, sources at Newsmax, they got tons of evidence. How can nobody look at this? If it comes out that Donald Trump did...
I got to stop you there because I'm giving you a 30-second... I hear you, but I want to maybe Kevin, he's saying Mike Lindell. He mentioned Mike Lindell's name. He was on last hour for 45 minutes, and he doesn't say a lot of this on the air, but he's told me off the air that on Monday you met with a lot of professionals reviewing all the evidence from different whatever, and you also had Sidney Powell there, I think, is fighting for a lot of these people with evidence, in addition to Mike Lindell. You did that for, I don't know, 2 hours, 3 hours on Monday to inform your vote. So you don't think those people are crackpots, do you?
interesting question, because I don't, whether they're crackpots or not, I have a tendency, Scott, to listen to crackpots. And one of the things that I don't do is I don't dismiss people just because they are considered by most to be crackpots. That doesn't mean I believe every word they say, but I'm a little bit tired of people just dismissing them and then believing the New York Times because they are, you know, much older news organization who is, has a no more credibility than any other media outlet, in my view. They don't use good sources. They oftentimes don't use any source. Okay, all that said. So I did. Went back to Washington early. I stayed for several days when we weren't in session, specifically to try to inform my decision further. Remembering my decision on you know, the opening the ballots, that's a constitutional decision. But I'm interested in even more things. And I have to tell you guys, first of all, the statement that the person just said isn't entirely accurate. A lot of courts have looked at the evidence, just so you know. And no, not all of them. A lot of them have punted. But a lot of them have looked at the evidence. And they've made decisions that the evidence isn't credible, or there's not enough of it, or they don't present specific evidence. And I heard on that Monday, when I spent those several hours with people, a lot of smart people giving a lot of analytical overviews. In fact, the meeting started with one of them saying, "Now, we don't want to get into the details. We're just going to stay at the high level." And I said, "You better not, because I've heard all the rhetoric. I need details." And as is often the case, they're short on the details.
Now, I've heard from Mike, who's obviously, he calls you his best friend in the United States Senate, the most credible, trust mm-hmm. you. Mike Lindell said, what we gave Kevin about the dead voters, that's just one thing, and I think it's a ruse, honestly, because we should be dealing with the voting machines. There's the big number. If, in fact, they use the voting machines in the way they believe they're going to prove, the Supreme Court will vote 9-0. But that's a high bar to prove that. And, you know, I sat a young man on my New Year's Eve, young man that's marrying a neighbor girl who we've watched grow up. He's an IT guy. And I said, help me understand software and a voting machine. I said, you know, like, if somebody gets the access to a machine, can they tell it was connected to the Internet when people said it wasn't? Can they tell if there was, you know, drives, whatever they call those little things you poke in and do a software update or whatever, thumb drives? Can they do that? And he said, well, yeah, and all that's true. But he said, you got to know software. He said, you could even do that. Say after the fact you're going to find out if this is the smoking gun. He said, you can go in and look as the best of the best software experts. And it will tell you there's no there. There's nothing to see here. But he said, if you go down to a deeper level that you'll never get at unless you built that software, it'll tell you that was designed to say somebody's poking around that shouldn't be poking around, so let's show this face, not that face. Now, this is just some guy who has no dog in the fight, doesn't care, has never said Donald Trump's name to me ever. He's just explained to me how software works. Am I crazy to say
no?
If they prove 10% of what they've said, the Supreme Court probably would vote 9-0 on it.
Yeah, so great point. The first thing that has to happen is the court has to take up that issue, and there's never been an adequate subpoena to get the software, to get the innards, you know, of any of these machines, or even to get a machine. But, Scott, I am pretty confident there are engineers, and I believe there were some on that day in where I met on Monday, that could engineer and re-engineer and reverse engineer and find answers to these specific questions. And therein lies one of the great tragedies of all this. This is why there is a lack of confidence. Again, I'm not qualified to judge the outcome of it. But a lot of courts have looked at it, a lot of other places. And by the way, people should also remember, states are they're not just the responsibility, they're the ultimate responsible body for certifying electors. And every state certified one slate of electors. That's why, you know, our hands were tied in terms of what more we could do on Wednesday. But no, I do. You're not a crackpot for thinking that. I think that a lot of people are dismissed as crackpots, and people ought to know, and I'm not going to name them, but there were other members of the United States Senate in that meeting as well. I wasn't the only one. I was the one that sort of organized it or agreed to it or even suggested it so that we could listen to these folks. And these folks have a lot to say, and it'll go long beyond just January 20th.
If you had taken out of that meeting a standard mm-hmm. of evidence similar to how the President of the United States was impeached by the House of Representatives, would that been enough for you to go, whoa, I can't vote the way I think I'm going to vote because this is something? Would that, even that level of evidence, been enough?
No, it wouldn't have, because the Constitution is so clear. This is not an interpretation of the Constitution. It's a clear language of the Constitution.
Well, then how in the heck do they impeach the President of the United States with that level? That's what drives me crazy.
Because impeachment's a political process. It's not. Remember, they didn't end up convicting the president because they didn't have evidence.
Oh, good point.
So the impeachment actually worked.
So the House side, a political process,
right,
had the version of what we have on Facebook and Mike Lindell coming to you in a meeting, and then it's got to go to the level of the Senate saying, is this real or not? That makes an important point. I think all of us need to understand that. Because you go, how could you not say? Well, first of all, there's a lot of people, even if it was the smoking gun, the dead body video, that would say, you're crackpots. There's people in Washington, D.C., probably more of them than of us, that would say, you're crazy, and try and suppress it, right? So that's we need to know that it's got to go from, you know, that where we're at now to that level of evidence before anybody's going to take this seriously.
And that's why the loss, but frankly, of the Senate races in Georgia is so very, very critical, because that means that Ron Johnson is no longer going to be the chairman of the subcommittee that would oversee this. It means that Lindsey Graham won't be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. So it becomes less likely that the Congressional Forum is going to be the place where a lot of this stuff is heard going forward. So that's a problem, Scott.
So we go back to relying on the courts and the evidence from the states.
Right.
And to date, they've not done their job enough. Because I don't know, what do you think the percentage of the courts that have heard real evidence and rejected it versus procedural, you don't have standing stuff? Any idea on the percentage?
I don't know what the percentage is, but several have. I think the biggest failure was Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, they clearly violated the Constitution. It wouldn't have changed the outcome, admittedly, but they did violate it. And I do think we have to start looking in. Courts have to start looking into this and making judgments regardless of whether it would change the outcome of the election. Obviously, nothing's going to change the outcome of the election now. That's not going to happen. But that doesn't mean they shouldn't continue to pursue. But also remember this, Scott, and there were a lot of rumors out there, that we got one where five of the six swing state legislatures wrote to Congress and asked us to decertify their electors. Well, not one ever did that. There was rumors that there were competing electors sent by a number of states. Not one state sent competing electors. All of those things are the things that, you know, point to the fact that we are a federalist system. But the majority of the states have Republican legislatures, and they're going into legislative sessions now. That's probably the best form right now for doing a deep dive on a lot of these things state by state.
Okay.
And that's really the appropriate form.
And some say that Georgia's Secretary of State had one report himself about dead voters, and on the other side, all of a sudden he says it changes. That was part of that conversation with the president, but it's small ball.
It's small ball
compared to what the allegations are on bigger things. Joel and Kildare, you've got 1 minute, go.
First off, I just want to say I love Jesus, I love Trump, I respect my guns, and as a respectable gun owner, I don't go around saying I'm going to go shoot people in the head. You came out yesterday and condoned the violence, Kevin. But then, in Scott's interview, both you and Scott, 9 minutes and 30 seconds into your interview with Scott, you said twice you'd shoot people in the head. Now, you are a United States senator. You're a Christian. Why are these words coming out of your mouth? You are held to a higher standard. President Trump has shown more love, compassion, and forgiveness through these 4 years he's been drugged through the mud. And the first time people break into your temple, as you said yesterday, your reaction is to shoot them. Why?
First of all, it's not my temple. It's your temple. It's the temple of democracy. It's the greatest symbol of freedom. 535 United States Congress people and the Vice President of the United States were in that building. People coming after them to do harm, for all we know. You don't know. But when somebody comes smashing through you as a gun owner, if somebody came smashing through your front door, we have a law that allows you to stand your ground. That's very important law. We believe strongly in that. Now, thank goodness, by the way, thank goodness that I'm not the police officer. That's why I said earlier, the police officers are better trained than me. They let the people in because they would be overwhelmed if they hadn't. But a person did lose their life. And maybe if the first person that came through that window would have been stopped and thrown back out, the other 1,500 would have reconsidered their actions. I'm not a big advocate of shooting people, believe me. And I also am not.
Thanks, Joel. Senator Kramer, we'll finish this on the other side of the break and continue. Don't go away.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is. And we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Marking down the used inventory, the gigantic indoor used car sale. It's one day only. It's tomorrow. Don't miss this annual event. 125 used cars, trucks, crossovers, and sport utilities all marked down in 70-degree comfort inside the dealership under the gigantic Memorial Highway American flag. All makes, all models, many local trades, 15 vehicles under 10 grand, 4x4 starting at $19.95, vehicles starting at $4.99. Don't miss the one-day-only sale. Doors open at 8 a.m. sharp tomorrow. Schwann Buick GMC Memorial Highway, Mandan.
Daniel, bring that song back up, because I think I find a little meeting in what Elvis is singing. It's Elvis's birthday today, so we did all Elvis bumper music.
See what I did there?
We're continuing. You can tell me in a second, but I just knew the look in your eye. I don't even know what the song is.
A little less conversation, a lot more action.
Oh, thank you. There you go. Okay, yeah, we're looking for action, not conversation. Communities across North Dakota are seeing a whole lot of big possibilities right now. Education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. And there's a big player in North Dakota that helps make that happen. What did I say? Education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. It's the state's oil and natural gas industry helps make all that happen. We need a water project. Where's the money going to come from? Oil. We need a new road. Where's the money going to come from? Oil. Money last session of Congress, legislature, went from the state coffers to every township, city, county in the state. I hope to lower your property taxes, and I hope also to do projects that need to be done that haven't been done yet. So North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas advances every one of those possibilities. Find out more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. And I'm more worried today than I think I'm going to be on January 20th about that industry in the state, because there's the biggest target of all targets. But that's a show for another day. We're promising you get to talk to Senator Kevin Cramer. I'm going to go to the person that's waited next the longest, a Minnesotan, Kevin from Fergus Falls. 1 minute for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go.
Yeah, Kevin?
Kevin's listening.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm so glad all of you got back safe. I've been listening to this from the beginning. It's like click your heels and eat your cuties, Scott, because you know what? We're all exhausted. I do not let up. I love the sighs. The sighs. You know what? When you sigh, you're praying. I love you guys' faith. I love every comment, but I actually had a question about why did Trump come down on Pence a little bit way back in the Mike Lindell conversation. But you know what? This all hurts all of us. And I just sit here in West Central Minnesota going, God, you know what? I'm kind of Sioux Nation.
I don't know what you mean by Sioux Nation, but yeah, the Minnesota. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kevin Cramer.
Yeah. So I was just, yeah, thanks for all of that. And just so people know, when I walked through my door yesterday, I the first voice I heard was my 2-year-old granddaughter saying, Papa. And things were better. We already had shared a bag of popcorn this morning, actually, if you can believe it, for breakfast. But anyway, the Mike Pence thing, you guys, that is one of the things that with Donald Trump, a lie that Donald Trump perpetuated that I think is at the heart of a lot of this. And it's what turned a lot of conservative Republicans off. And I'm hearing from them every day, every hour. They're so upset with what he perpetuated about Mike Pence. Mike Pence's job is to open the envelopes. He never had authority. And by the way, this is something that crowd on Monday that I met with in Washington, D.C., they too insisted Mike Pence could stop this whole thing when he presides. And that's just so clearly not true. There's not a single serious lawyer.
The reason we didn't know that, and that crowd from North Dakota didn't know that, is because journalism is dead. Nobody's curious anymore in journalism, so you don't know what to believe, and they're questioning everything, and I don't blame them. And by the way, a picture of that event, I think, Kevin, in Fergus Falls, you're talking about that event, was actually in the New York Times, and it was of North Dakotans praying with Senator Kevin Cramer on the steps outside the Capitol, on the lawn, actually. Pretty incredible. Nate and Fargo, a minute.
Lawn, yeah.
Nate and Fargo, you waited the longest, and you got a minute. Go, Nate. Nate dropped, so who's next? I'll go to South Dakota, because we love South Dakota. Oh, I'm sorry, Alex, you're right. Dan in Pierce, South Dakota, hang on, because a North Dakotan's on the phone. Alex, go ahead, Alex.
So I have a question. First off, there's people on the Capitol on Wednesday. Those were not Trump supporters. Those were Antifa dressed up in MAGA gear, and they have come out and they have said this. So I want to know why
you guys, why you and John Hoeven and a lot of others didn't vote with Trump on Wednesday, because you guys...
You got your question there. I got a short minute of time. We're going to shorten you a little bit. Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, Alex, show me in the Constitution where that's our authority, because you clearly must be an expert on it. So tell me where that was, where we even have that authority. And by the way, if you don't believe me, listen carefully to Rand Paul's speech. Listen carefully to Mike Lee's speech. Listen carefully to Tom Cotton's statements. It is so clear that we didn't have that authority to do that. And yes. I stand with the Constitution.
Go ahead, Alex. Anything in response?
Yes, I agree with that, but... Trump is a one-man show. He's been standing by himself this whole entire time. I mean, Pence, he could have turned that back to the states, and it lies at the feet of the state.
He absolutely could not, Alex. Alex, I have to stop you. That is a blatant lie. Mike Pence did not have that authority, and people need to stop believing this nonsense, Scott. They have to stop believing it. It's not true.
We are where we are.
There's nothing we could have done that night.
Yeah, and that's important that people know that. You said
don't perpetuate this nonsense.
I agree with you. And you said earlier his constitutional role was opening envelopes. So we are where we are. Let's go forward. More after the,
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.